Live from Owings Mills, another Purple Report by WNST correspondent Luke Jones.
Lamar Jackson met with the media as the Ravens count down to Monday Night Football against Detroit.
Ooh.
I was trying to play the game, trying to imitate what those guys was doing, if anything. But my mom used to make me go to sleep because I had school, so nah, not really.
Lamar, this team plays well in the prime time. Some of your best numbers have come on Monday night. What is it kind of about getting that stage that the level play tends to rise
with? Probably that extra rest day. I'll say that, probably the extra rest day, extra film. Get a good feel for what who we're playing against and go from there.
Lamar, now the NFL's grown since you were a kid. Monday night, yeah. Thursday night, Sunday night, you have a preference?
Any given day, I'll be ready.
Lamar, are you aware how well you have played on Monday night? I mean, you generally play well every night, but on Monday night in particular, are you aware of your numbers?
Nah, if anything, I'm going to try to keep it going. If I am playing well, I don't pay attention to it.
Lamar, how nice is it to have Isaiah Likely back out there? Just how excited are you for when he's able to get back out on the field for a game this season?
Great. You know, we have great guys who play right now, you know, and another great player to be added. Whenever that time is, it's going to be great. Looking forward to it.
What do you recall about the Lions? It was just a few years ago that you played.
Yeah, 2 years ago. Those guys was flying around, you know, watching them on film, just flying around. But that game really a blur now. You know, that was what was it, like in the middle of the season? Like, you know, we came back from London, played those guys. Really a blur right now. I don't know. I just know they were flying around. It was like they had a high-power offense, high-power defense at the time. So I expect that team to still be the same, really.
Lamar, against Cleveland, the run game here was held in a way that it has not been held very often in your time here. What do you think was it? Was that the sense of Cleveland's defense, or what can be different this week?
You know, we just got to execute better. And shouts out to Cleveland defense. They did a pretty good job. I can tell the game plan was to stop the run, but we got it done other ways.
Lamar, Roger Rosengarten said yesterday that, talking about the run game last week, so there can be things that they improved before the snap. How much of that and some of the pre-snap adjustments is sort of your responsibility, kind of looking over everything?
Nah, you probably sound like their calls, making that call, calls faster, stuff like that. That's not me.
Well, I don't know. That's why I'm asking.
I'm not.
There's been a lot of stats that you pile up in your career. Right now, you are the leader in NFL history in passer rating of all time in your career. What does that mean to you?
I'm just trying to win. I don't pay attention to it. Only way I find out if somebody posted or something, I'm tagged in it and I mess around and see it. But other than that, I'm not looking for it. You know, I'm trying to win games. So that's all that matters to me, really.
Lamar, you know, your offensive line and, you know, Nathaniel Falele sometimes gets a lot of grief on social media. I know you've dealt with that kind of thing. What would people maybe not understand about him as a blocker in terms of when you're out there and what he's doing for you?
I mean, he's an NFL guard. Every position in the NFL is hard to play, you know. It's easy to just watch and tell somebody, you should be doing this. You know, it's easy to direct someone, but it's hard to do, you know. So I'll leave it at that.
Hey, Lamar, how would you describe your emotion or feelings when you run out of the tunnel for a night game?
I'm ready to go.
At the bank, of course.
I'm ready to go. You know, whenever I come out the tunnel, not just Monday night, you know, I'm always ready to play, especially in our stadium, you know. It really don't matter what stadium, I'm not going to lie. Like, I'm just ready, man. I'll be pumped up. It's football. I love it. I'm ready regardless.
Lamar, when you go against elite pass rusher Garrett last week, Hutchinson this week, do you always have sort of an extra sense of where they're lined up on every play, or do you not really think of it that way?
Absolutely. I got to know where those guys are. I got to respect those type of players, you know. Those guys get out there, and once they get going, sometimes it's hard to stop them, you know, so it's – I got to have a clue where those guys are.
when you kind of deal with those pass rushers, how big is it to have some of those undersized blockers like Justice? We saw Tylan do a chip on Miles this past week. How essential is it for those guys to kind of take a piece of that and keep you safe?
Shout out to Scott, man. It was Scott Elliott, our strength and conditioning coach. He be having those guys lifting, so I know those guys going to do their job, man, get a chip and get out on the route.
Lamar, Adafe said it looked to him like one of the Browns players was trying to twist your ankle or something on Sunday. Is that the case, or was it week one?
I don't know. I can't call it. Y'all seen that? You seen it? I don't know. I ain't see it. I need to watch film and see.
All good? Thank you, Lamar.
Appreciate y'all.